Hello, it's Joanne Staffnell here from Triton Legal. It was a short poem by Richard Armour that got me thinking about the topic for this podcast. It goes like this. That money talks, I'll not deny. I heard it once. It said, goodbye. They do say that money makes the world go round, but for professionals who handle client money, it can sometimes bring things to a juddering halt. Insurance brokers, solicitors and professional trustees have to comply with exacting standards to make sure that client funds are not misused. But are there enough checks and balances to make sure the rules are complied with? Can the client's accounts help identify other risk management problems? Here's an example of how things can go wrong. I acted for a law firm which employed experienced legal accountants and cashiers in its accounts team. The firm had a busy and diverse practice, so their expertise was certainly needed to help keep things in order. The accounts team had set up procedures so that when money came into the firm, the lawyer with conduct of the file had to fill in a form specifying how it should be described on the ledger. Payments out had to be authorised by a partner. One very well liked and respected partner, Steve, always had to be chased for the money in form. His general aversion to admin became a standing joke in the accounts team. Sadly, Steve fell ill and went on long-term sick leave. Another partner, Anne, took over one of his active files, a very high-value piece of litigation. She asked the accounts team to use money described on the ledger as on account of fees to pay a large interim bill. Not long after, the litigation concluded and the client was unsuccessful. The client went into administration almost immediately afterwards. Anne's first indication that something was seriously amiss came when the winning party demanded immediate payment of money that Steve had undertaken to hold as security for costs. But nothing in the client account was marked as being security for costs. It turned out that Steve had become rather slapdash about the money in forms. He would put down any old description to stop the accounts team nagging him. The money that was marked as on account of fees was actually the security for costs money. Anne hadn't realised this because Steve had also failed to follow the firm's procedures on filing and document management. Half the correspondence was missing from his files. The client no longer had the cash to pay the winning party's costs. The failure to hold the security for cost money correctly was a breach of Steve's undertaking and a breach of the solicitor's accounts rules. So the firm and its insurers ended up having to pay all £300,000 of it. This rather painful episode prompted the firm to rethink its procedures and risk management strategies. One change they made was to ask a member of the accounts team to join the firm's risk management committee. From then on, issues about lawyers failing to follow the firm's procedures, and whether those procedures were fit for purpose, went from being water cooler banter to indicators of the firm's risk management health. Does your firm have a representative from the accounts team on your risk management committee? How can the accounts team be encouraged to report to senior management about potential red flags? If a professional is failing to follow accounts procedures, should his or her files be audited to check for other defaults? How are accounts procedures agreed? And do the professionals who will have to use them have a chance to give feedback on whether they are easy to follow? We'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on these questions, so please do drop me a line. The matters discussed in this podcast should not be applied to any particular set of facts without seeking legal advice. This podcast was recorded at Alaska Studios, London.